Summer is the season when most of us try to enjoy nature. But you have to be wary of things like poison ivy and ticks, and too much sun, and those little bugs with pincers known as earwigs. However, urban legends expert Jan Harald Brunvand says stories you may have heard about earwigs attacking humans are largely unfounded.
The proverbial expression to put a bug in your ear, meaning to implant an idea in your mind, is said to originate from the belief that earwigs creep into people's ears. Although earwigs seldom creep into people's ears, their popular name plus an urban legend perpetuate that fear. In the usual story, a woman is lying on a beach when a little earwig slips into her ear and crawls straight ahead as far as possible. The Oxford English Dictionary, the OED, that Bible of every word watcher, traces the word earwig, meaning ear insect, back to Old English and Middle English prototypes that looks sort of like the modern name as it might be spelled by someone with an insect buzzing in his ear, earwigon, aorwiga, and so forth. The OED dates the name of the insect, as well as, quote, the notion that it penetrates into the head through the ear, to at least the year 1000. Sometimes I have a notion to ask people who still believe in ear-entering earwigs if they have ever really experienced anything like this, or known anyone who has, or even known anyone who knew anyone else who has. The next part of the earwig story is the hardest to swallow. Listen to this. Supposedly, a doctor examines the poor young woman with the earwig lodged in her ear and says, he's too far in to grab. We'll just have to let him work his way through and come out the other side. Her doctor makes one big error in this diagnosis by saying him, for when the insect does emerge from the other ear, he's a she. Then the doc explains grimly, I'm afraid this female earwig may have laid eggs in your head, and if so, they'll hatch and eventually eat out your brain. The other assumption behind this wild story is that medical students take entomology courses in college just so they will be able to distinguish male from female earwigs. To return to the metaphorical bug in your ear, the OED also records the verb to earwig going back to 1837, meaning to pester, influence, or bias a person by insinuating yourself like an earwig into his confidence. Which brings me to a recent manifestation of the legend in popular culture. In Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, a big film hit a few years back, the villainous Khan, you remember this, insinuates space creatures into the ears of two Starship Enterprise officers in order to make them subservient to his commands. In the summer of 1982, when this Star Trek flick was the rage, a newspaper editor in Boise, Idaho, remembered an 11-year-old local news item about an earwig. The editor revived the story from the paper's back file and put a replay of it on the AP wire as a sort of footnote to the Star Trek film. It's the one case I found of an earwig actually entering someone's ear. That someone was Janet Ward of Boise, who back in 1971, when the Boise area had been infested with earwigs, consulted her doctor about an intense earache. Using forceps, the doctor extracted what the news story reports as an earwig from her ear. Okay, so an earwig can enter an ear. I'll admit that much. But a place has to be pretty darn earwiggy. In fact, positively smothering in earwigginess to support such a thing happening. I found those wonderful words, earwiggy and earwigginess, listed in the OED, but not used since the 1870s. Let me put this bug in your ear. How about introducing both words back into current usage? But don't believe the story about female earwigs laying eggs in someone's head. That's just another urban legend.
Jan Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah. His book, The Mexican Pet, has just been published in paperback by W.W. Norton.